Counselor Boitou?
The judge inquired from her bench. Aramuth let out a long, sleepy snort.
Counselor Boitou,
Zudan repeated, when Aramuth's only response was to allow his head to roll to one side. The judge directed her attention to Tahiri.
Would the defendant be kind enough to awaken her counsel?
Of course, Your Honor.
Tahiri gently shook the Bothan by his shoulder, at the same time whispering,
Aramuth! Aramuth!
Aramuth's eyes opened the third time his name was called. He glanced around the chamber briefly and seemed to realize what had happened, then quickly pulled himself upright. Far too alert, in Leia's opinion at least, for someone who had been in such a deep slumber only instants before.
My apologies,
Aramuth said, straightening his vest.
I was concentrating.
This brought a wave of chuckles from the spectators, and even a couple of smiles from the juror's box. But the judge's expression remained sober. She returned silence to her courtroom with a stern glower, then turned her attention back to Aramuth.
Your witness, counselor. Perhaps you'd like the Stenbot to repeat the last 10 minutes or so of testimony?
Aramuth shook his furry head.
That won't be necessary, Your Honor. I was resting my eyes, not my ears.
He waggled his ears back and forth to illustrate the point, then rose to his feet.
I'm ready to proceed.
Zudan eyed him warily, but said,
If you're sure.
Of course, Your Honor.
Aramuth stepped around the defense table with such conviction that Leia began to believe he really might have been resting his eyes. The Bothan paused for a moment, visibly stretching his back, then marched up to the lectern, propped his elbows on the surface, and leaned toward the witness box.
So, Lieutenant Pogorsky, can you sense the Force?
Pogorsky's expression went from smug to confused.
The Force, sir?
You know,
Aramuth executed an expansive wave over his head.
The energy field that surrounds us and permeates us, that binds the galaxy together with all living things and gives the Jedi their power. The Force.
Pogorsky gave a curt nod.
I know what the Force is, Counselor.
Then my question should be a simple one,
Aramuth said.
Can you sense it?
No.
Pogorsky frowned and shook her head.
I can't.
No.
Aramuth seemed almost disappointed.
You're quite sure?
Pogorsky frowned and glanced toward the prosecution's table as though seeking guidance. When the expressions of Sewell Deccan and his three assistants remained completely inscrutable, she looked back to Aramuth and nodded.
Yes, sir. I'm very sure.
Aramuth gave a dramatic sigh, then let his shoulders slump and returned to the defense table. He had barely taken his chair before Tahiri was pressed to his shoulder, whispering into his ear so harshly that Leia did not need to strain to overhear.
That's it? She gets up there and lies?
My dear.
Aramuth's hand shot over and squeezed Tahiri's leg so hard Leia could see the muscle flexing in the old Bothan's shoulders.
I've just established that Lieutenant Pogorsky could not have heard everything that passed between you and Captain Solo. Isn't that enough for one day?
Leia saw Tahiri's shoulders sag at the same time she heard Han groan.
Colonel,
Tahiri whispered. Aramuth frowned.
What?
Jason was Colonel Solo,
Tahiri explained.
Not Captain.
Aramuth's ears dropped.
Didn't I say Colonel?
Before Tahiri could respond, Judge Zudan's sharp voice demanded,
Are you done with the witness, Counselor?
Aramuth motioned for Tahiri to be silent, then rose.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I was consulting with my client.
I asked if you were finished with the witness, Counselor, Zudan repeated. You didn't dismiss her.
I'm done with her for now, Your Honor,
Aramuth said.
But I'd like to reserve the right to recall her at a later time.
Zudan nodded as though that was a wise idea.
I'm sure you would. The witness is excused with instructions to remain available in the waiting room.
The Feline turned just long enough to see Pogorsky acknowledge the order with a nod, then looked back toward the defense table and motioned Ehrmuth and Deccan forward.
I'd like counsel to approach the bench, please.